Hey everybody, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection. It is January 3rd, 2018, and I hope you're having a great new year. Looking forward to what God has to say and what he's going to be doing. And if you're joining us for the first time, you can chat in. If you're live on the broadcast on my website, you can chat in your questions. Or if you're listening later, sorry about that. If you're listening later, you can can't chat in, but I just want to say that it's going to be a powerful time. We've got the Enlight team on, and boy, I'm just been looking forward to this, and want to just pray right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to open up the airways, open things right now that the word will go out, because there's something powerful about to happen in this prophetic word. And this is a time like never before, Lord, that you want to break through. Get that breakthrough in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, listen, I've got some prophetic words for the year 2018 plus this month for January. And as well, I'm going to be reading some more from my heavenly journal. And I got my entire team on, and I'm really grateful for the Enlight team. I just want to say, follow me on Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter, and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. Also, be sure to check out my daily prophetic words, hashtag daily prophetic. You can get them on all that. Or you can go to my website, get it delivered to your email box. That's our preferred method. That way you just get it every time, and you can track them. And so just go there, and you can, while you're there, you can download my free ebook as well. Anyway, I just heard the Lord say this. Get ready for promotions and things to start happening quickly this year. Isaiah 60, verse 22, I heard the Lord. I am the Lord. In its time, I will do this swiftly. The Lord is moving right now, and he's doing new things, and they're going to start happening way faster than you can keep up with. Things are going to start really starting to open up. So many people have been waiting on this move of God in their lives to bring a much needed revival around the world. Get ready for things to begin to line up like never before. Expect to hear the voice of God much more clearly. And also, you're being called up to a new level of maturity. Right now, the Lord is releasing these things. He's revealing, I tell you, he's revealing the strategies of the enemy. Don't be discouraged. Don't back down. He's going to, there's a breakthrough coming for us all. The spiritual atmosphere is very ripe right now for something new, and God is moving. He's preparing us for a radical revival that will start in our own lives first, and then it's going to move us out of this dry season that many people have been in. People really haven't seen the fulfillment of all the prophetic promises. There's words spoken. There's all kinds of tragedies happening. There's lots of stuff. People think about 2017. Let's just leave it where it is. It's in the past. Let's go into this new time right now. And here's what you can expect for the year 2018. You can expect to encounter heaven like never before. The veil between heaven and earth is now open. More than I've seen. I say it's the thinnest I've ever seen, this interaction with the Lord. And God is going he's going to allow us to receive deeper prophetic mysteries from heaven. And these mysteries will actually expand our understanding of what's already written in the Bible and how it applies to our daily lives right now. This new revelation is going to start, and it's already started, actually. But God is going to open up our understanding of things that were previously sealed. That we need for this specific time that we're entering this season. Now, this does not mean that we abandon our faith, our foundation, or our faith in Jesus Christ with this new revelation. It's based on that. Colossians 1, 25 and 26, the Apostle Paul said, I have become a servant by the commission of God, that God gave me to present to you the Word of God in its fullness, the mystery. Here it is, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and for generation is now disclosed for God's people. So God is hiding some of these mysteries till now so that we can understand how to reach people, understand how to tap into kingdom finances. And we're now in a season where our life on earth will change radically once we start coming into agreement with heaven each day. On earth as it is in heaven. Jesus said this when he prayed in the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, 9 and 10. Heaven is not just a place that you go to when you die. That's one aspect of it. It's also the place where God dwells right now. Jesus and the angels and the Holy Spirit are there. The messenger angels are coming in and out of heaven all the time. There is interaction going on physically and spiritually. And we were created actually to live a life daily being connected with the Lord who is in heaven. And that doesn't mean you have to go into heaven or anything like that. It's where we're bringing the aspects or all the good stuff from heaven. There's no sickness in heaven. We want to bring that onto earth, on earth as it is in heaven. We're now entering into that greater revelation time, interactions with the Lord, interactions with angels. And it's going to be in unprecedented ways. We're going to see this start happening. I'm already seeing it. Many people I know already seeing it in our lives. And I want to share from you, from my heavenly journal. Now, these are interactions that I have had. And if you have been following, I've actually started having 50 days of incredible encounters last year, right around the time of Passover, which was in April 2017. But these have continued. But those first 50 days, well, wow, they were wild. And I'm still unpacking it and reading a few here and there. But I want to just read this from my heavenly journal. It talks about repayment for your suffering. Now, in this encounter, I saw angels standing around, and the Lord gave them commands and assignments to go out and transfer wealth of the finances for each of us who have had a special assignment in the new revival that's coming. And we're now sitting at the table with the Lord. This is the big meeting, so to speak, in this encounter I had. And the Lord was giving commands for repayment for sufferings. I'm serious. We've had a lot of sufferings. Ecclesiastes 3:15. Whatever is already, has already been, and whatever has been before, God will call the past to account. And I saw something under the sun. In its place of judgment, wickedness was there. In the place of justice, wickedness was there. So now, listen. The Lord began to speak from this Ecclesiastes 3. The Lord said that, you know, my people have been judging. And there's a great injustice in the land. And the plan of Satan right now is to get people to judge and lose their authority. That's what happens to us. We lose our authority in prayer. And that's why many people have been going through difficult times. We need to break free of judgments and injustices. Now, when we do this, you're going to see a big breakthrough. Plus, this is it. God says, I'm calling this account right now. That's why we're seeing injustices in the world being exposed. With the Harvey Weinstein was one of the starts. And then it's been over and over and over because God is now balancing the books. But in this encounter, I saw this. Psalm 49, hear this. All you people, listen. All you live in the world, both high and low, both rich and poor alike. The Lord says, my mouth will speak the words of wisdom and utterances of my heart will give understanding. And I will turn my ear to a proverb. With a heart, I will expound my riddle. And the Lord said, listen to this. It's so exciting. We're moving into a Psalm 49 season of revelation and riddles. That's like dreams and parables. He said, I'm going to give wisdom and understanding right now through dreams, prophetic signs, things that are unusual. In fact, we're going to start seeing this over the next 6 months. Up till he told me to through June, we're going to see revelation be flowing through dreams in this way. And it's going to come to you, and there's going to be greater understanding from it. This is the season that has been hidden. And I tell you, it's been hidden from the wise. And this is the time that understanding is going to be released. And the Lord spoke, he spoke this, though, and it was like a riddle. Though it thunder, some may wonder. But when it rains, then comes the gain. I'm like, wow, what was that? You know, is he rapping or something? The Lord said that that I have been thundering and I'm trying to get the attention of people now. And if they've stopped to wonder and ask me, I will bring the rain. I will bring the rain on the dry and thirsty land. The Lord says, I'm going to bring finances. I'm going to bring these things that you've been seeking. And so we need to stop, step back from the negativity, and ask the Lord to release these things. Psalm 49:6, in this encounter, this is still the encounter, Psalm 49:6, those who trust in their wealth and boast of their great riches, the foolish and senseless alike will perish and leave their wealth to others. And the tombs that remain their houses forever, and the dwellings of the endless generations, though they had named lands after themselves. Listen, the Lord says, do not be swayed or fall to the temptation when wealth comes your way. Like others have fallen, they named places after themselves. They had a tomb. They took their wealth with them. The Lord saying, no, I am now going to release storehouses of wealth. There's a transfer of wealth coming right now. And it's a powerful time because we need this to get through many of the disasters. Our government funding might not hold up. We've got to have, always, in some cases, people that have insurance with all these tragedies. So that's one thing we need finances for as a kingdom, in the kingdom, is for those, for humanitarian purposes. The other is to fund the great revivals. And the Lord said that he's now diverting the riches and the wealth from those who had gathered it senselessly. That's from the verses I was just reading. Those who gathered it, and so it's going to be a shift suddenly. And each of you needs to make a claim for repayment. The Lord says, I've spoken verdicts over your life, and you're now going to receive a wave of repayment. And there's going to be verdicts from heaven are going to be given to you, and you will see these things take place. So don't be afraid. Don't back down. The Lord said this, that this is still in the encounter that I was having. let me just say this part. I have the vision. I usually hear the verse. I open it up. In this case, it was 2 Timothy 3:5. And the Lord, and then I have the vision. So 2 Timothy 3:5, the Lord told me that his favor is going to lift off the group of people. This isn't that verse, but that's from there. It's going to lift off of a group of people that have called themselves religious, but have not had love. They have, like 2 Timothy 3:5 says, they have the appearance of godliness, but they lack love and power. And the Lord says that his favor is now lifting off. This is not like judgment like you might think. These are Christians and that haven't been loving or wounding people. And the Lord's calling us to now reach this group of people that have been wounded. And so now God's new assignments, these resources are shifting now into this next movement. And these are the ones that we are called to reach. If you've been following my prophecies, it's the Ezekiel 34 weak sheep who got pushed away. These are the ones who the Lord wants to reach. Many of them are own sons and daughters. They are the outcasts. They're the people that that God really cares for. They are the billion souls that the late Bob Jones saw. He saw a billion soul harvest. And the Lord says there's still a billion people that have yet to be reached, but many of them are of this group of the abomination. So in this vision, I saw the Lord sending some angels similar to Ezekiel 9 to mark those who are going to be part of this next movement. And again, keep in mind, if you read the context of Ezekiel 9, talks about judgment and people dying, but that's not the case here. God is the only thing I could say is it matched this, what I saw, these angels coming and marking people for this next move. And God is sending out invitations right now, and he's marking people to get ready for revival, to get ready to reach those people the Lord called in John 10:16. He says, I have sheep of a different pasture that have not yet been reached. And so the Lord says, I'm ordaining a new wave of people to be pastors to these sheep. But these new pastors, listen, they won't wear a suit or a tie and be behind a pulpit in a church. They're going to be in the streets, the clubs, the pubs. They're going to be in some of the most. In fact, you will be. Many people listening to me are going to be part of this new move of God for the outcast. And he's calling forth right now, and he's marking these people. He's marking you and many others. If you felt something new come over you, or you've been asking the Lord, he's going to do this. I tell you, I've seen it so many times in visions. I've never seen the heavens so active as they are right now. There's so much heavenly activity, and God's priority is now shifting to the wounded, to the hurting, to those who need the love of Jesus like never before. But many of these people are considered abominations by Christians. I don't know if you understand that. But are you willing to reach them? That's what the Lord asks. Are you willing to reach out to this group? And many of you listening to me right now are called to be part of this. And you're either called to be a leader, or you're called to be someone somewhere in this, to the rejected and the pushed away. Or maybe you're part of those who've been rejected. And the Lord's going to call you as a deliverer because you've gotten through this time. And this is the time when God's going to bring everything together, and we're going to see something happen. I want to talk to you about another encounter I had. I'm going to put a few of these back to back, and they'll be coming out in my new 20. It's actually the Prophetic Forecast Volume 3. And I used to name them by year, but now it's by volume, because people weren't valuing the year. Once 2017, 2016 went by, they weren't valuing it anymore. But that's actually the prophecies I received during that year, and they're applicable for all years. So what I'm reading to you right now is out of my heavenly journal, and it's going to be part of this. Is going to be in my new book on the prophetic forecast coming out in a couple weeks. Anyway, here's another encounter. This is encounter I had. I had a vision of an angel who came with silver keys to unlock chains that were on people. And as the angel unlocked these chains, I saw another angel holding a stack of contracts and agreements that had been made with these restraints. And these have been placed on people. Many of them weren't aware that they had them, or maybe they didn't understand what had happened. But maybe those who put them on there had become jealous because they hadn't understood you. The chains and restraints and the contracts were holding people back and from moving forward into onto new areas of their life. Most people didn't realize, I mean, this encounter, they didn't realize they had gotten used to operating in a limited ability. It's very similar to Colossians 2, 14 and 15. Having canceled the charge of legal indebtedness, which stood against and condemned us, he has taken away it by nailing it on the cross, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them on the cross. So this is what I was seeing, is that these contracts were being nailed, like almost like being nailed to the cross. They were being taken away. God says, I'm removing the chains. I'm removing the restraints. I am going to remove the contracts and agreements that have been made against you in the spiritual realm. I'm disarming the attacks against you. Then I saw the angels with the contracts. They had gathered over people and took them off to a blazing fire on the altar in a distance. And the contracts and the agreements were then burned up before the Lord. And as this was going on, a new freedom began to be released. People's eyes were being opened to the things that had happened long ago, things maybe that they had come into agreement with that they needed to break off, and freedom began to come. This is the result of freedom for people who've been suffering from things like addictions and other things. But there was just this connections to the past are going to suddenly start breaking off. This is still in the encounter. Psalm 118, 15 through 17, shouts of joy and victory resounding in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done good things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die. I will live and proclaim what the Lord has done. And as I'm watching this, these angels were taking the keys and unlocking things, but the people suddenly began to shout in victory. And it caused discouragement to fall off. Some had been so distressed, they had gotten to the point of giving up. Some were suicidal. But these things started suddenly to break off when the shouts started to happen. It was like a new sound from heaven that broke these things off. This is coming, folks. It's starting right now. And I've been experiencing it in my own life. I'm seeing the new sound from heaven and things starting to happen. And I watched in this encounter as everyone started to worship the Lord. God raised his hand in a loud voice. He said, "Open the gates of righteousness." Then Psalm 118, 19 and 20. Started to happen. Open the gates of righteousness and I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of that of the Lord for which the righteous may enter. And God said, I'm going to fulfill my promises I made to you. The things that I have spoken to you that are now coming, and I'm freeing you from the chains that have held you back. I'm now aligning you for the new season that's coming in your life. So stay close to me, says the Lord, and watch as I move in the midst of the storms. Then God said, this is the gate for you and many others. And you're now entering into the season for which you were created. The very reason that you came to the earth is now going to happen as you enter this gate, this Psalm 118 gate. And those who prepared themselves by being humble, others who didn't even realize this was happening, the Lord began to move. But listen, this was the pathway to the Lord's presence. It's going to take you deeper into the intimacy and love. It's the way to the Lord's heart. And wow, I just want to say, I'm going to release this right now. There's more here, but I want to release this. There's something powerful happening right now. And Lord, we release this. We release the discouragement, the chains, the contracts to the past, the agreements that we had made, knowingly or unknowingly, let them go into the fire of the Lord. And now, Lord, I pray that the chains be broken off and that this would be, the shouts of joy would start coming, that would break, this new sound from heaven is going to break off discouragement, break off suicide. It's going to break off the storms of life. Yes. Now, God said, this is the gate that you and others that are now entering. It was the season for which you were created, the gate of righteousness. Was prepared themselves. I'm telling you, this is coming. And I started seeing this as well. This encounter was happening right around the Psalm 118. Kind of matches 2018. Psalm 118, the verse 22 and 23. The stone the builders rejected suddenly became the cornerstone. And the Lord has done this, and it's marvelous in his eyes. So, I saw many people being freed, right, from all these things. But then, when the gate of righteousness suddenly opened, this gave the new higher level freedom for people. Strength, purpose began to come back to people. And many of them had been rejected and they hadn't fit in. But the Lord's now gathering those misfits, those rejected, the Ezekiel 34, maybe even you, where you didn't fit in. And he's kind of pull things together for this new season. That was the end of the encounter. And I need to take a drink here. Wow. I have more here I want to release. But it was it's powerful. And the presence of God is so strong right now. It's breaking things off. Even as I'm talking, I want to talk a little bit about something that's happened over the last few weeks. 2 years ago, I saw apostolic and prophetic leaders who had laid down their keys of authority. These were spiritual gifts and callings over cities, regions, churches, and they had become, they had either stopped using them, distracted, or they became judgmental or bitter. But I saw these angels 2 years ago go around gathering these keys and reassigning them to different people and regions. And I wrote about this in my 2017 prophetic forecast. It's page 72 and 73. And I, in that encounter back then, I had had a dream about a key angel. And in the dream, I was handed an ancient key and a rainbow-colored key. Now, they were both blanks. They were not cut keys. So they really couldn't work on anything. This was 2 years ago or more, I think. And several years ago, I was given these. And these keys in my hands in this encounter. And on December 15th, though, just last month, I had an encounter in which I was taken back to the prophetic dream. And I was on the mountain with the key angel and the angel standing there in the key shop. It was like an angelic encounter. And the angel said, hand me the two blanks that you had been given previously. So I handed them to him, and he cuts the keys. He cuts the ancient key and puts it in my left hand, and he cuts the rainbow-colored key, and he puts it in my right hand. And then suddenly the Lord spoke to me. The ancient key is the mysteries and the revelation for the coming revival that has been saved or sealed up this time. The rainbow-colored key is for the anointing and calling to reach the rainbow people. And the Jesus People movement of the 1970s was the last known revival in North America, big revival. We've had moves of God, but this was a major revival where it was the rainbow people, the hippies. But now the new Jesus People movement is coming. This is what the Lord said. And it's going to be with the new rainbow people. These are the ones, the Lord said, this is the ones that are many colors, unusual people. So many of the rejects, and very similar to the hippies of the first Jesus People movement, this Jesus People movement will be rejected and considered unclean, just like the hippies were. My brother was a Haight-Ashbury hippie back in the 1970s, late 60s. I know that was very unusual time. But the Lord said this new rainbow people, this new Jesus People movement that is coming is going to be the Ezekiel 34 outcast sheep that have been pushed away. And these are the LGBT, it's the gay and lesbians, the New Agers, tattooed and pierced, the zombie, vampire lovers. These are just a few. Women, minorities, anyone who had been treated unfairly. And that's why the scales of justice are being balanced right now. Today, we're seeing injustices exposed. We're seeing Me Too. We're seeing lots of things happen because the Lord is now moving in a way that we've never seen before. And in this encounter, then, listen, I had another encounter in December. The Lord told me that the wind of change is coming early. It has something to do with this. And if you've been following my ministry, my prophetic words, the wind of change is an angel, not winds of change. The wind of change comes around March or April normally, but it's come in December this year. December, and the wind is now blowing things into place. The Lord is going to move now all over the earth. I saw a move in my area. The Lord said that he's moving in Southern California. And the similar to the Jesus People movement from the 70s, it actually started in San Francisco, Northern California. It started in the north, and then it couldn't take off. It had to be Lonnie Frisbee and the people who had started the Jesus People movement. Actually, it didn't go to the world until it went to Southern California. The new Jesus People movement was originally based there, but the strongholds and the controlling spirits would not allow it to start. Listen. Last year, the Lord had me open or release some keys in San Francisco, but the strongholds and the religious spirit or different things like that, same as before, wouldn't let it start. And I saw these keys come back to Southern California. And I had an encounter just in the last couple months in which the Lord actually brought the keys and he began to speak to me. Now, these are the cut keys. These are not the blanks. These are the cut keys, the ancient revelation and the rainbow people. It's not just the LGBT, the rainbow. I'm talking about the rainbow, the many colors, all types of people. But the Lord says he's doing something new. And he told me to go to San Diego right before New Year's Eve and release one of the keys there, which I did. And they've been having revival meetings there for 2 years. They're ripe and ready. And I tell you, something began to happen. Then he told me to come home on New Year's Eve and on the day of New Year's Eve to release the other key over Los Angeles because something is shifting in the spiritual atmosphere. That's why we started to see the fall of the demonic spirits and Harvey Weinstein falling. All this stuff started happening on a day, by the way, that I had an encounter in heaven. The day that news story about Weinstein broke, I saw injustices being balanced in the books of heaven. And then suddenly we're seeing this happen right now. But the Lord says, this is the time. This is the season right now. And by the way, it's not just Southern California. This isn't just California. This was happening everywhere. So I want to encourage you to start looking at whatever level, asking the Lord for keys and understanding. If you've gone through a difficult time, this is your season change. Better times are coming, and we need to step up right now. It's a time of excitement. Joy and happiness is going to be coming. Those who have sown, like me, I've sown in tears. we're going to reap in shouts of joy. And right now, the Lord is transferring the wealth of the wicked. He's doing this Proverbs thing that people have been asking for a long time, but he's actually doing it right now. That's why we've had to walk through a lot, because the Lord wanted to make sure that you would be that you would not be wiped out or judged or fall when finances start coming to you. There's a shift in finances that are happening right now, and God is going to begin to release wisdom, revelation, and understanding. Wow, I want to activate this over you right now. That's such a powerful word. Lord, we just open up our hands for the keys. I saw keys falling everywhere. These are assignments. These are laid down gifts, laid down businesses, ministries. These are laid down anointings. I saw them falling everywhere. The Lord has told me to release this right now, release it over people. And when I've done it, it's been a powerful response. Even through the internet, we see people receiving this. So Lord, I want to activate the keys. One would be the ancient key, that revival, the revelation that we need to move in the new revival. Revelation we need for finances. Revelation we need to break through what's going on right now. And the other is the rainbow key. And that's to reach people, Lord, and to open up the hearts of people. So I just impart these keys that you've given me. And I activate this now, this prophetic word for the new year. Lord, bring it on earth as it is in heaven in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. All right. Well, ooh, that was a powerful time. I could feel the presence of the Lord, and things are shifting right now. There's still a shift going on. There's a shift over people. There's a shift in understanding. You're going to suddenly, I'm serious, over the next couple weeks and even months, you're going to suddenly, like the light will go on. Things will change just one day, and it's here. The Lord said, due season. He says, keep doing good, and due season, you'll reap a harvest. Due season is now here. It's overdue, but it's now here. So we want to release that. DougAddison.com is my website. Follow me on Facebook, The Doug Addison. Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. And I tell you, we're so excited about what we have coming. We have a special online training coming up, accelerating you into the new year. It's an online coaching workshop. You know, the new year always brings this incredible time to get a breakthrough in your life. People want to lose weight. They want to get in shape. They want to do these things. And as a prophetic life coach, I've been helping people for years, tens of thousands of people, to write books, to help, get the breakthrough. But you know what stands in their way is the dream thief. And so, you know, I've been doing these types of breakthrough groups, but it's been 2 years actually since I've done one at New Year's. And so I thought, wow, this is the time the Lord spoke to me and said, yes, this is the time to do a New Year breakthrough. And so I'm going to give you some of my classic strategies that's helped thousands and tens of thousands of people. But I'm also going to give you some new revelation as well on how to use it now. Now, this isn't just teaching. This is actual activation for you. And so it's going to be on Saturday, January 20th. It's one of my online workshops in case you haven't taken one before. And if you haven't been able to, maybe you couldn't afford it or couldn't do it, because normally it's $37 and we give you, it's a 2-hour interactive time with me, and my team helps with the Q&A, and you get the notes, and you get to replay. But I want to tell you, the Lord told me to do a special price for it, and it's going to be $20.18 for 2018. So I tell you, you'll want to sign up, because we're going to fill up quick, and this is going to be a powerful time. You can go to DougAddison.com/New Year, or click on the link below, and we are opening up registration right away, and you can be part of it. It's going to be a really good time. I'm excited myself. I always come away with something when I do those, because there's anointing. There's a breakthrough anointing that activates when we come together like this. Also, I've been offering my prophetic lifestyle training kit, and we've decided to extend it one more month. We brought it out of the vault. It's a $150 value, and it's available for $39. You can teach this. This is how to prophesy in Starbucks. This is my full prophetic life, lifestyle. In other words, it was my prophetic evangelism workshop, and it teaches you how to do it. I'll give you the notes. You can teach others. You have freedom to use the material, and it shows you how to speak non-religious, how to have an encounter with someone, how to do an outreach, even outreach signs. It's got all kinds of things. I took this around the world, folks, and trained people for a number of years. It was my flagship and life message, and I want to bring it out of the vault until we're going to extend that till January 31st, so grab hold of that if you can. Also, my Prophetic Forecast Volume 3, it's a book that's now, it's going to be available in the third week of January, and Volume 3, like I said, I mentioned previously, we had done Volume 1 was the prophetic forecast in 2016, then we had 2017. This is 2018, but we wanted to change it because I want you to grab hold of all of those things that God is doing. I don't want you to miss anything, and God is really opening up the heavens right now like never before. I want to give you the opportunity. We offer these things free. But, you know, if you want to become a partner with us or maybe donate to help us out because we're reaching people, we found out, wow, we've hit 124 countries now with my webcast and with the Spirit Connection podcast, by the way. If you haven't caught that yet, it's every week. This is the first Wednesday of every month. We do the video version. And we're reaching people all over the world, training people how to hear the voice of God, encounter the supernatural, and discover their destiny. So it's a real fun time. If you want to partner, you can go to my website, DougAddison.com, click on donate, or you can just do a regular donation. That's fine too. If you want to donate by text right now, you can take your cell phone and type the word LOVE and text that to 45888. That's 45888. And you will be able to give. And we just really love it. Our partners give every month, and so we send them a special invitation to be part of a private Facebook group, and also I send out a video every month in which I release some revelation and different things that we normally don't give anywhere else. So this is a time right now. I've got Pam, who has written down some things in the chat room for me. I just need to find it. I think I have them here. All right. Well, thank you, Pam, for doing this. And let's see. Tyler asks, oh, by the way, if we don't get to your question, we use them we use the questions that you put in. We use them on developing new material, you know, like we use them on podcasts and different things. We do take them seriously. And so we try to get to it, but there's times when we might not. But these are some of the ones that my team felt like this is something that would really help. And to get this out there. So Tyler asks, God gave me prophetic words that have not happened. And so how do I know if I'm hearing God clearly? Well, good question, because it takes practice. You know, the people have always said to me, how do I know if I'm hearing from God, if it's from myself or the enemy? And the answer is Hebrews 5:14 is by practice. That's how you'll do it. You read that verse and you'll see. But solid food is for the mature who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So you need to constantly use it. I wrote a book called Activate Your Prophetic Word. God spoke, now what? How to activate your prophetic word. Help walk you through that. Or I've got my online training school, Hearing God 365. So there are some ways to do it, but you'll need to write it down. Honestly, Tyler, you'll need to write down what God's saying, and you'll need to go back to, everybody, listen, here's an activation exercise. Go back to the last time you heard God speak clearly and study it. That's how God's going to speak. That's what it's going to sound like and feel like, so that you can start comparing it to other things. Here's another question by Tweety number 18. How can I activate God's promises to me? Well, what you do is, whatever it might be, like if God is calling you to write a book, or if he's calling you to start a business, or if he's calling you to, you know, whatever it might be, do one small thing towards it. That's what you do. One small thing can change the world. That's what Mother Teresa found out. She always said that small things done with great love will change the world. So you activate it by doing something towards it. And for me, I needed to lose weight a long time ago. Not the case right now. But so one small thing, I went and I found a workout a book, some type of book that fit me. And it wasn't like a, you know, for me, it wasn't like some gym rat thing, you know, I'm saying that in a derogatory way. Well, it wasn't because I wasn't into going to the gym, so I found something that fit me. Whatever it might be, do it. I took one small step. I got my shoes out, put it by the door, and took a walk the next day. And maybe you need to do that at the mall right now in the snowy places. But do something small, and then that will activate God's promises for you. All right, good question. Here's another one. How do I break off doubt and unbelief that keeps coming back? Well, yet, if it keeps coming back, then that is an indicator. There's something in your life that the enemy is trying to stop. There must be something big. Why would the enemy be messing with you unless there's something big for you to fulfill? And so what you'll want to do is when this doubt and unbelief comes, you'll need to take authority over it. Find a way to you know, like put it under arrest almost. You have to stop and take those thoughts captive, as the Apostle Paul says, take it captive. But here's what I want you to do, is find a Bible verse that proves the very thing that you're having doubt for. Find maybe a few. I have a whole page of them. But find a few of those Bible verses, then you begin to pray those when the doubt comes. And that's what, you know, when Jesus battled with Satan during the time of his temptation in the wilderness, he used Bible verses. He used verses. That's how he answered Satan. When the doubt came, Satan came with the doubt, he said the word of God says, and he spoke it back. And so I really recommend that for all of us, is to battle these things by getting the word of God and begin to take those thoughts captive. Takes time, but a new habit will form sooner or later. Here's a question from Sandy. I heard an audible voice, but I don't know if it was God. Could it be demonic? Well, good question. It depends on how it felt. What was the spiritual atmosphere? What was the fruit around it? Because it's possible it was God. I've never heard an audible voice of God. I've heard the near audible voice. But what you want to do is begin, I mentioned this earlier, begin to study what it feels like and sounds like and what God does when he speaks, you know, in whatever way. Start to notice what was the fruit around it. Was it positive or negative? Was there a feeling of being scared? Because that might not be, I mean, sometimes you get terrified because of the fear of the Lord, but look for the fruit and begin to take notes and study those things. That will help you. Here's one from Ellen. How do I know God's plan for me in 2018? Well, if you have $20.18, I'm just teasing that we're doing the very webinar to help you understand your plans, and it's the Accelerate You into 2018. And what we do is walk through some exercises that will be fact-finding questions. You know, Psalm 37:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Now, not all your desires are the Lord's, believe me. But the more you desire, the more that you line your heart up with the Lord, the more you'll know which ones are and which ones aren't. And we've got some exercises that we can walk you through to be able to do that. If you want to jump in right now and get a head start, I have an online course that I think is the best course I've ever released to date. And it's called Unlocking Your Breakthrough, Becoming Your Own Breakthrough Coach. And it's got all the exercises, got the workbooks to walk you through this. It's an online course that you can take and print out the things and walk you through getting a breakthrough. Whether it's to write a book or whatever you need to do or lose weight. That's what I did. I started this stuff years ago. I needed to get in shape. And then I ended up writing a book, getting in shape. All these different things all came at once. And it's biblical principles combined with the power of the Lord. Wow. Can you imagine the possibility when you start discovering some of these biblical principles of change? Now, I know that the Bible reveals a relationship with the Lord. So that's the starting place. Having a relationship with the Lord and then understanding that there's biblical principles that will actually open things up. And then now take it on top of that, put the Holy Spirit and the power that raised Jesus from the dead we will become unstoppable. I tell you, we will start seeing what I would call the dread champions of the faith again. And this is a time like never before. God wants to open these things up. All right, here's one. Here's a question. What does it mean when God gives you a scroll in a vision? Well, you can read about it in Ezekiel, the last part of Ezekiel in 2 and chapter 3. You'll see that he was handed a scroll. And so you had a vision and you were handed a scroll. This is revelation from the Lord. I get this all the time. I have a vision or I have an encounter or I have a dream and I'm handed a scroll or a book. And this is revelation from God. And it's something. Now, whether you remember it or not, doesn't matter. You start noticing what's going to happen in the next, over time. You start noticing, things start to become clear. Things start to come into line. Maybe revelation will come to you. Maybe relationships or even a new job suddenly lines up for you right after the scroll. Then that would be an indicator as well. All right, here's one. What does it mean, a new sound mean? Well, a new sound from heaven. We do read in the book of Revelation that there was lots of sounds in heaven. And we know that there's throughout the Bible, there's the talk that there was a sound of a rushing wind. The day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, was a sound. A new sound came, a sound of the rushing wind. And we'll hear the sound of people cheering or worshiping. We hear the sound. A new sound is something from heaven that's being released that will break things open for you. And that's the Psalm 118. If you read Psalm 118, you'll see things happen in that. That's going to release something new over us. I talked about the encounter I had, and that's what the new sound could mean. It could also be new sound with music, a new sound of communication. I know the Lord gave me strategies in a new sound for people, and that was a language I started to use years ago that I, in my prophetic lifestyle training kit, I talk about the language of speaking non-religiously. And my goodness, how powerful it is. Well, we have these encounters with people and they say, wow, we've never met anyone like you. Why? Because it's a new sound. We're not telling them that, but it's a new sound. They have never heard this. They haven't heard Christians speak in a non-religious way that wasn't judgmental. Many of them had not. And they say, wow, I've never heard this before. And they're really inquisitive and ready to open because they heard the new sound. And it's the sound of the Lord. Here's another question. How do I grow closer to Jesus and know him as my friend? Well, that is a really good question. Best way is to read the Bible, and I don't want to sound trite or anything like that, but get around other Christians or watch some, get in a church or, even on the internet. There's things that you can do to take in as much as you can to understand Jesus through and God through the Bible. It's not just about Jesus. It's about the entire it's the entire package. Read the book of John and God will begin to speak to you. Ask him to speak to you. And each day I would encourage you to ask the Lord to speak to you through the Bible and then read it or open it in some way. Read it until you see something that speaks to you and write it down and begin to pray. Another way is my daily prophetic words. They're helping people grow closer to the Lord. And we're getting a lot of good positive feedback with that as well. Another question from Mary. What are the keys to the kingdom and how do I access them? Well, Jesus said to Peter, I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom. And he says this, listen, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever you bind in heaven is bound on earth. And that's so important because with our words, we can knowingly or unknowingly bind things. We can curse something. We can come against something and that binds it in heaven and it binds something on earth. Or we can do it in a positive way, the keys of the kingdom, to open up things. We can bless things and release blessings over people. So the keys of the kingdom talk about prayers, talks about authority. It talks about you can do a word search about that, looking up the keys, in the Bible, because the keys come and open things up for us. It's spiritual, it's prophetic, it's revelation. Even while I'm talking right now, during this time, a lot of lights went on, like a light went on, and people said, wow, that's a key, when the light goes on. And it's so important to understand that we need to stop grumbling right now, because I've been talking about this so much. It's because what you sow is what you reap, and what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And so if we're grumbling and complaining, we're binding up the heavens over us so we can't hear the Lord. So when we step away from grumbling and complaining, step away from judgments, it will open up. And I've got a message you can get called Love Not Judge, and it will open the heavens over you. And it's pretty much part of about everything I'm talking about now. I talk about letting go of complaining. It's so, so important. Here's another question. I've been waiting for 10 years for God's promises, but times get harder. Why is this? Well, it could be that the calling that you have is really high. I went through that. There was a high calling. And so to get there is requiring more. Or it could be that the enemy does not want you to see what God's about to do. And so that's why things are getting harder. Or maybe there's some things that you were supposed to do that never got done. Or maybe you are going through some of the things I've been talking about judgment. You know, I was doing this over 10 years ago. I was judging things with my mouth, and I didn't realize it. And it was causing things to get harder and harder. And so if you haven't listened to Love Not Judge, you know, it's a single message. You can download it now. Then I recommend that anybody who's been going through some difficult times and you haven't seen promises, I want you to get my message, Love Not Judge, because it will open things up for you. And that may be the very thing that you're seeking. All right, here's a question from Al. Will God restore broken relationships? Well, yes, he will, but not all broken relationships. Maybe some of them were never meant to be restored. I just don't want to give a blanket statement because it wouldn't be true. Yes, he desires to restore broken relationships, but it depends on your situation. Sometimes a broken relationship is there because it was broken because of someone being mean or abusive. Will God restore that one? You know, you can pray, but you don't want to step back into an abusive situation. Will God restore a broken relationship of a split up marriage? Well, you may have had the call of God on your life, and you heard the Lord. You did. You heard him to marry a person, and then everything went sour on you. Well, listen, you probably heard the Lord correctly. But when there's two people involved with relationships, one can say no. And so that makes things null and void. And so there's times when he will restore it. And other times when you may need to walk away and ask the Lord to give you another relationship or something. So it's painful. I know, been there. And I can't even imagine the pain that you might be going through, but the Lord definitely wants to restore relationships. But then again, he wants to keep you safe too, and he wants to give new relationships right now. Here's another question. How can I grow closer to Jesus and know? Oh, I guess I just read that one. Sorry. Well, you do it again. All right. Let me just... here's another question. This one looks good. How will I know if wealth is coming to me or not? What signs will I be given if I'm receiving heavenly finances? Well, wealth is wealth, and heavenly finances are finances. That's how you'll know, is you'll see it, like, show me the money. The Lord will begin to release finances to you. One way to know, listen, maybe you'll get the prophetic word about it. Don't fall into the trap. Listen, everybody. Many people fall into a trap. They get a prophetic word that God's going to use you, and he's going to pay off the debt, and he's going to bring finances. And so they think, well, okay, I know I got this prophetic word from a prophet that financial blessing is coming. So you run your credit card bills up. Oh no, don't do it, because the Lord is testing you and you need to be responsible. That's how I became a prophetic life coach. I've been helping people for a long time, that when you get a prophetic word, be careful, because the very thing that you might have been given by from the Lord, the opposite may happen before it comes. And that's why you will want to, especially in the area of finances, you'll want to become a good steward with your finances. I wrote a book called Flip Your Financial Future, which I go through some of these things, and that may help you with those things as well. Got one more question. How do I know God's voice versus my own mind? It takes practice. I mentioned this earlier. It takes practice. And if you begin to write down how God speaks, go back to the last time you heard his voice, that you know it, or else he answered a prayer, and study it. Figure out how it felt. How did it come to you? That way, if you don't study these things, I tell you, people study their sport or their hobby more than they do the voice of the Lord. And I'm like, wow, I'm blown away by that. But they sometimes study things in the natural realm more than they would the Lord. And that's why I've released my Hearing the Voice of God 365 Online Activation School, which you can take. You can actually take the 14-day free trial and take the first session for free. But we go through this. We go through the exercises. We go through the very things that you're talking about right now. Anyway, all right, our time is up, and I just want to thank my team for doing such a marvelous job. And I thank everybody who comes every month. Hey, grab hold of the we have the webinar coming up, the online training, Accelerate You into 2018. We want you to succeed right now. We want you to get a breakthrough. So I want to release this over you right now. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. We pray you would open up the heavens. Open up the heavens for finances. We pray, Lord, that you would open up the heavens with revelation and all the things that we've been talking about. I pray for healing right now, divine healing. I break off addictions. I break off the things that have held people back for years in Jesus' name. I ask you to release now. Lord, I ask you to release favor, peace, and love, and show us your goodness in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. God bless you all. See you on the internet.